He says, I fed you with milk. Why? Because he said, we grow by this milk. I fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able to bear it. He says, you've been on milk for a while, you're still not able to bear it. You're not growing. For you are yet carnal or fleshy. For whereas there is among you envy. So he says, where there is envy, it proceeds from a carnal man. Envy is that bad feeling at the success that somebody else has. Envy is, instead of you rejoicing with their success, you have an ill will about what's going on with them. He said that proceeds from carnality. He says the next thing there is strife. He says if you're always living in strife, mad at somebody, upset with somebody all the time, strife and breed strife, he said that is an indication that you are carnal. Divisions. Says if you operate in divisions, and you know racism is division. See, if the black man's still mad at the white man, it's division. If the white man's still mad at the black man, it's a spirit of division. But he says, here's where division come from. Here's why you have bigots. They're carnal. Carnal, fleshy people operate in a spirit of division. Now, these are just three things here, but, you know, the Bible says what these things are. I mean, there's the ability to do every evil work. But you remember the scripture we showed you in Proverbs chapter 20, write it down, Proverbs 20 verse 11. Proverbs 20 and 11 says, a child is known by his acts. He acts like a child. The scripture saying here that carnality is equivalent to a child, a babe. Says that a babe will be fleshy. A babe or a carnal man will walk in envy. A carnal man will walk in strife. A carnal man will walk in jealousy. A carnal man will have divisions. Well, what else will he act like? A carnal man will always find himself getting offended. How many of you know nobody can't offend you? You have to get offended. Carnal people are always in offense. Somebody has offended them. Somebody in the parking lot offended them. Some usher offended them. Some member offended them. Now, ain't nobody offending you. You getting offended. You're carnal. You're babe. You're Christians. And you find yourself getting offended. So now, if you find yourself getting offended. All right, now at this point, I do love you. But I gotta make sure you see something, all right? I love you. I just got to make sure you see something. If you always getting offended, you're a carnal Christian. You haven't grown. You've been getting offended ever since you've been a member of this church. That's why you have to go somewhere else. You got to go this place. You got to go that place. You feel like you all churched out, but it's your fault. It's because you won't grow up. Carnality produces offenses. A carnal person is always getting their feelings hurt easily. Do you find that you're always getting your feelings hurt easily? And I don't care what happened. Do you find that you're always getting your feelings hurt easily? You're carnal. You're carnal. You're fleshy. You get your feelings hurt easily every time. But you don't know what they did to me. No. I don't want to talk about what they did to you, because this is a wicked world you live in. And you're going to have to grow up in order to deal with what they do to you. And he says you're not grown up if you're still getting your feelings hurt easily. A carnal Christian can't be trusted with power. A carnal Christian has an inability to receive strong doctrine. Ooh, they can't take strong doctrine. I mean, bless God, it's all right to talk about prayer, but don't come talking about that tongue stuff. Now, get away from here with that tongue stuff. See, you carnal, you fleshy, you don't understand that when you're praying in your English language, you can only pray about what you know about. But when you pray in tongues, the Holy Ghost, who knows everything, begins to help you pray, and you start praying about things that you don't even know about, and God starts perfecting that which concerning you. But if you carnal, you don't want to hear none of no tongues. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.